quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you. Hey, beautiful. I'm Sunshine Rains. I go by the handle My Reflection. And if you're watching this message and it resonates with you, then I'm a reflection of you, you're a reflection of me, and we're all a reflection of we. So, today I just want to talk about divine timing and anything else that just comes to my heart. But earlier, I was working on a mantra, the Princess Treatment mantra, and I was recording myself. But then someone was telling me just to go live. And if you know this mantra, you know it's been out for almost a year now. And people have been asking for me to make it an official song. And I just haven't. I've been meaning to, I've been wanting to, but I just didn't have that feeling to do so. And now, like, I was sitting on live and I was talking to some really cool people. And they were helping me with it, and it just made me realize, like, okay, this is why. Like, this is the perfect time for me to be working on this, for me to be on live, because I don't even really like going on live, for real. But it was just like, okay, now I understand why my intuition was telling me to go live, because the people that were aligned with me, who happened to be on TikTok, and who happened to see my live, and who happened to interact with me that day or today, we were meant to cross paths and be there in that moment. I was meant to be working on that mantra right then. So we really can't rush the things that we're meant to do. We really can't rush our lives at all. We just have to allow our intuition to guide us to do the things that we are meant to do when we're meant to do them. And I know it's frustrating when, like, things don't go your way, or when your intentions is to do something and you don't get it done. That's, like, super frustrating. Especially for me, that was one of the hardest things for me to work on. Well, not one of the hardest, but it was definitely a challenge for me to work on, just giving myself grace when I have the desire to do something, but I don't get it done because I don't have the energy, or I simply don't feel like doing it. And that's the difference between not having discipline. That's different from being lazy, because it's not that you're lazy. Like yesterday, I had so much stuff on my to-do list, and I just did not feel like doing any of it. And that's okay, because it was intuition that led me not to do it. It wasn't just because I didn't feel like accomplishing something, or I just wanted to, like, you know, lay around or whatever. But I honestly just, that wasn't what my energy was for that day. So you have to allow yourself to be energetically and intuitively guided to do the things that you're meant to do. And even on TikTok earlier, I gave, like, the analogy, kind of the example of, if this is you and this is something that you're supposed to be in alignment with, right? Something that's meant for you, and this is you, and you're trying to rush, right? You're trying to rush down your path, trying to rush to do whatever you have to do. And this thing is on time. This thing knows your ETA. It knows when you're supposed to be there. It knows how fast you're supposed to be going. So it's going, but you're rushing, right? Boom, you miss it. But if you take your time and you allow yourself to go slow and go with the pace, you will meet it. You can't miss what's yours. So now if you're rushing, you gotta double back and do it all again, because you missed what you were supposed to gain from it, or missed what you were supposed to intertwine with or meet the first time around. So now you gotta do it all over. And I'm just realizing that makes a lot of sense of why we have to do things over when we're rushing. It's not the same. You really have to enjoy the process. You really do. you can't rush. You have to allow things to be what they are as they are, and allow yourself to be who you are, and just be present through the whole process. Because once you make it to where you're going, if you didn't enjoy the process, if you weren't present, if you weren't aware, if you weren't intentionally there, what was the point? If you forget the whole thing, or you weren't enjoying it or taking it all in, and you're just waiting to get to the end result, what was it worth? Yes, you got to the end, but like, you wasted your time, basically. You weren't present. You weren't aware. And sometimes you just gotta slow down. Sometimes you just need to slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and wealth. Oh, here we go. You really gotta slow down. I feel like I just sang that in a recent voicemail. But yeah, allow life to love you. Allow the universe, allow God, the creator, to love you and really show you how good it can get. Selfless, not selfish, shameless self promo. Allow life to show you how good it can get. Because life can get real good once you allow it to. If you rushing and you speeding, I'm speeding. You ever realize that? Say you driving somewhere, like you driving through your neighborhood, ever. You can't really see everything like that you're passing by, but then one day you take a walk through your neighborhood, you're like, oh, that's a cool house, look at that cool tree. You start seeing more things, and you can pay more attention to the details, and you can soak in more and absorb it when you're slowing down, when you're taking your time, when you're not in a rush. And you can pay more attention to detail when you're not in a rush. You get to take in all the details and appreciate what's really around you when you slow down. So I feel like that's definitely, I've already been saying I'm just gonna slow down a lot more in life, like with people, with my craft, with my art, with my growth, with myself, with me being a mother, and just slowing down, breathing, allowing everything to happen as it is happening, and allow everything to happen when it happens. Because some things you're trying to rush, you ain't even ready for, child. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even ready. Some things you try to make happen, and you have to realize, like, there are some steps, there are some things that's gonna come along the way that you just have to wait for. You, and these things that you need to accomplish everything that you need to accomplish, but you can't make it come when you want it to come. It's gonna come when you need it to come. So accept the things that you cannot change. Mm-hmm. Accept the things that you cannot change, child. And know that you are exactly where you need to be at any given moment. Everything is perfect. And once you keep telling yourself that, once you rewire your subconscious to believe that, life will be so much better. You'll realize that every single thing that happens to you is for a moment. It's for a moment. It's for a moment, which is why you need to live in that moment and appreciate that moment, but it's also for a reason. It's exactly what you need to be. Like, I was on live because I needed those feedback from the people. I needed to connect with who I connected with on live. I needed to work on that mantra today, not yesterday, not the day before, not 10, 9, 11 months ago when I first put it out, but I needed to do that today. So, is there anything else that's child on my chest? Okay, so I feel like yesterday was really just, like, I didn't really do a lot of things on my to-do list. But there's sometimes, there's things that come up that you didn't even know that you needed to get done that day, that you get done. Like, I ended up writing 2 poems yesterday. And I didn't have that on my to-do list at all. But I also didn't know I would be feeling the way that I was feeling yesterday that led me to push those poems out. I didn't know I would be like having those emotions. And when you are having some emotions that you can't seem to shake, you have to really sit with them. And especially if you are a creative person, it's up to you to transform those feelings, you know? You gotta transform what you're feeling. So into something. To something that, to art. Put those strong feelings, your strongest feelings can go into your art. Can go into your craft. You can inspire somebody or help somebody, or really just channel those feelings and get them out of your body into whatever kind of art that you make. So if you're feeling some way, you cannot shake it, baby. Put it in your art. Put it in your art. Put it in your art. Because once I did them poems, I felt so much better. And of course, during the poem, you really feel those. Like, the feelings, for me personally, they were heightened. It was like, dang. And then there were two different feelings. But it was just like, once I released them, it felt better. You know, a lot of feelings that you can just try to run from. You can try to run from, or you can just try to ignore. You can try to do something to ignore your feelings. But no, especially when you're a creative person, you need to get them out. Like, you are feeling that way, and you cannot shake them feelings because you need to sit with them. You need to do something with them. But I don't know. That's all I really gotta say. It's not really gonna be a long voicemail. Just trust in divine timing. And allow things to be better than you could ever imagine. Because, you know, sometimes when you rush things, you miss out. Things come out sloppy. Things come out half done. And you can tell. You know what I'm saying? And so you're cooking a nice meal and you rush it. You taste it. No, that's all right. Or you're doing hair and you rushing. I done did it a lot of times. That's why I don't really do hair no more. Unless I really feel like doing hair. But you irritated, or you trying to rush the process, you need to slow down. But yeah, listen to the mantras that I make. A lot of them are reaching a lot of people, and it's really changing their lives. I'll link the playlist of mantras that I have down below. I love you. I'll call you back.